You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Hey, hello, everybody.
This will be my last show till I get back from Las Vegas.
Oh,
nice. Las Vegas, Las Vegas. Anyway, I wanted to, we got a great show tonight. I had a funny thing happen to me on the freeway. They had, these trucks that have these fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all these coconuts came out. So I said, it was for me. He's a nut, so all the coconuts.
They were like, Father.
Yeah, coming back home.
Well, there's a lot of jokes that can go with that, so I'm not going to keep my mouth shut.
You're not going to keep them shut, right? Because we all want to hear it.
Well,
come on.
Here's the whole thing. I mean, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Oh!
Oh!
Cameron's show's got nuts.
Mouths don't.
There we go.
Because sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Who remembers that commercial?
Apparently we all do.
Come on.
It's funny, they had the Beatles song, A Taste of Honey. And they used to give that away when you buy what was it? The old brand of cereal. Used to give that away.
Oh, yeah.
The 45.
What was it called?
They used to give a 45 away.
Yeah, they used to give 45 away. That's how old I am.
No, you're not away. Old. I'm and just then they astonished
had,
that they gave
Then they
away.
Would have John Lennon at the back say, you won't do the honey. You got to have the sugar. It was funny.
Nice.
That was the days. Anyway, the Beatle Channel, they have on.
Oh, I know.
We can't give.
On what's it?
Another channel.
XM Radio.
Okay, well, we say another channel.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's another. It's a whole company, station thingy majigger.
I know, it's another channel. Anyway, welcome to Cameron Sports and Live. We are on. We love the weather. It was today. What was the degrees today?
A million degrees on the planet.
No, it's 86.
Oh, that's lovely. Months.
80,
in the fridge, maybe.
Yeah.
Because in my house, I live around the corner here. It was outside. It was 95. I was working in the yard today, so
oh,
I understand.
Good.
Cameron, where were you where it was 86? I want to go to your
office building.
Oh, there it is.
Then it was 110 where Joan lives and
120 some days.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? It feels a little hotter here because of the humidity.
Oh, also, yeah. You're incredibly attractive.
I agree.
Oh, well, yeah, so
that's
that has
also
a lot to do
with every
the
room
heat.
You enter yes. goes up a few.
Well, let me
actually,
introduce everybody.
True.
We got Joan of Angels.
Welcome.
Yay!
Now, very veteran members, a few here. Weeks ago, Joan of Angels was on our radio show. She called in, remember?
I did. Of course I remember. Where were you?
I'm talking to them, not you, honey. I'm the one who called you to be on the show.
I don't know anything about this, so tell me how it went.
Fabulous. Because I was here.
Of course.
It went fabulously well. Wherever angels are goes very well. It's
oh,
a
the angels
thing.
Are the thing. And also we've got Misty Lee.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys.
By the way, this woman, Misty Lee, she looks like Betty Page. She's a sexy, sexy.
Without the bangs, yes.
Well, very, very sexy.
And she's very feisty. Very feisty.
Yes, that is definitely one word.
And you're definitely an added addition. I can feel it already.
She is added. She's added.
Oh, she's hot. Who
brought you here?
Phil.
Loving
Phil. Yes, loving Phil.
And you have a wonderful play going on at the L. Porto?
Yes.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, good.
Soon. So tell us about your play.
All right. We're doing a magic show at the El Portal, July 28th through 30th.
Okay.
And I've got a crew of 9 people. I've got 4 beautiful dancing goyles. And we
goyles.
Are doing, yeah.
Goyles.
And we are doing sawing a lady in half type magic. Big stuff.
Did you say sawing someone in half?
I really did say
Ooh,
that.
Like
now,
it.
When you saw them in half, do you let them walk home in pieces, or do you put them back together?
I just leave them on opposite ends of the stage and let them fend for themselves.
Oh, my God.
That's what I would do.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, in the yes. green room, yes. Misty and I discovered that we have several close friends in common.
So many.
It's not even funny.
He dropped one name in magic, and I was like, that's a pretty big
well,
one.
Well, one of my best friends named Bryce Coleman, who is a big deal to me, he actually creates the tricks. He creates he's an engineer and he's a magician.
Mm-hmm.
He creates the big ones for people like,
Jeff McBride,
David Copperfield,
yes.
Penn and Teller.
Yes.
What the guy, Angel, what's his name?
I don't know.
I can't think of his name.
Oh,
but
Cross. Angel Cross.
No, yes. Angel, some, but all these, but he does,
okay.
like,
I know
he,
his name. I just
yeah, but it's like $1 million
it.
And $100,000 mm-hmm. he gets for some of his things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, he teaches a school,
yep.
this up in
mystery
Vegas,
school.
The mystery school, where they teach people how to be magicians and wizards and stuff like that. And my buddy runs the school, and he's my friend Bryce. And we're friends with the same guys. And we were even talking about Eugene,
yes,
who is this Eugene one friend Berger. Of ours. He was an amazing, crazy guy who looks like Gandalf. And oddly enough, does he not look like Gandalf?
He does have the
and
beard.
And he talks to you like Gandalf.
He does.
He had this one conversation. We were sitting at Bryce's dining room table, and Jenny, Bryce's wife, was cooking for us. And we're all cooking. And by the way, Jenny is the best cook in the world.
Okay.
So we're having this fabulous meal, and she's always bringing out things. The next thing you know, between Jeff's there, Bryce is there, and
Eugene.
Yes. And I'm totally lost in their conversation because they're playing tricks on me.
Oh, no.
And we're having the best time. And
what
laughing
were they
their asses,
doing?
And they got me drunk.
Of course
they did. Yes, they did. And I've had
to get them drunk.
It's so easy to get me drunk. I'm laying on the sofa. You know, here I'm the psychic, and with all these magicians, and it's insane.
Oh,
we're having the
hysterical.
Best time. And I just talked to Bryce the other day. You and I need a photograph. I'm going to send to the boys.
He's not going to know who I am. I know who he is because I've seen his name in writing a ton.
Yeah, but, you know, I've known him.
Oh, I know. He's going to
know your name after this.
He'll know you. Mystery girl. All right. With all that in mind, we're going to get our first caller calling us.
Ooh.
One of my good friends, Lacey Phillips from radio station KLED out of New York. He's going to call in tonight. And we've lost contact with each other because we used to cover a lot of the news stories. So he's going to talk about Broadway.
Nice.
In New York. We're going to hear about Broadway. And then his sister is going to be calling in. She's an acting coach. Going to do a seminar this weekend in L.A. So it's the first time I ever talked with her and met his sister. Me and Lacey were friends for years.
Oh, this is great.
Isn't that funny?
It's going to be an exciting night
then,
for you.
Added attraction. Yes, there's added. We're going to get some folks that are going to go to the symposium going in. So it'll be fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see, the
busy
show
night.
Before I go has to be special.
Oh, we
and then
about.
We got our UFO report.
Oh,
UFO sightings.
Fabulous. That is fabulous, the UFO report.
Nice.
Yeah, we got UFOs. Our sightings. In fact, there was a sighting actually in Palm Desert over last week. And people saw two circles that were silver and gold, and they were circling Palm Desert for about 20 minutes. And a woman said she never seen anything change because they change. And she said she saw something gold, then she saw something red, then she saw something like a bright green, and it was in the sky. So something's going on in Palm Springs, Palm Desert.
And in Desert Heart Springs, a lot of UFO sightings, and over up in Landers and Giant Rock.
Yes,
so they had some sightings over for contact in the desert, but then they had the black ships.
Oh,
the men in black came, and the helicopters came and chased all the ships away.
Oh, wow.
So that's one reason, you know, you get a sighting of a ship, which is really exciting, but they disappear quickly sometimes because of the military. They come after them. I can't. Where are they when I go
I
look
know.
Up in the
I'll
sky?
Give you a report. And then when I get back from my trip, we're going to have... you know, about Edwards Air Force Base, all the weird stuff that's been going on.
I don't know a thing about it. I don't know anything about the
UFO.
Stuff. I'm just sitting here like I'm watching a tennis
match. It's like
match,
magic. Back and forth. It's like magic.
Tell me, what's going on at Edwards Air Force
Base? Well, they're having different shapes and sizes of UFOs.
Ooh.
And one lady was visited, and she's going to come on our show when I get back.
Oh.
She's going to tell us about the visit.
The visit, you mean by an extraterrestrial.
By an extraterrestrial. Yeah.
There's so much going on now.
He didn't bring cake, okay? He goes to the house, you bring cake. He doesn't bring cake. No, I'm just kidding.
What's that old joke? It's like, well, you turn left and then you make a right, you ring the doorbell with your elbow. What do you mean, my elbow? What, you aren't bringing anything?
You got to bring something.
Yeah,
exactly. So anyway, we're going to talk with Joan of Angels, who is a wonderful artist.
Mm-hmm.
She
brought you a painting, didn't she?
She even brought you a painting.
I want to show her one.
Oh, it's beautiful.
This is beautiful.
Beautiful.
And by the way, Joan of Angels can be reached by...
can reach me by phone. You can find me on my website, joanofangels.com. You can call me, 415-717-1385. But just call me, because we all have angels. Your angels want to communicate to you. And if you have that urge, it's because they really are... kind of nudging you to take the next step, to listen to your guidance, your intuition. But that painting, so
isn't
interesting.
Pretty?
I paint UFOs and angels sometimes. I paint these ships, and they're not, these beings are all angelic, which I find really fascinating.
That's interesting, because when I saw you at the contact in the desert.
Oh, yes.
You know where they may move it? They're thinking about moving it. You know where?
Where?
Malibu.
Oh, contact in Malibu. I like that. Contact on the coast.
Contact in Malibu. Yay!
And
beautiful.
You know that there's an underground base. See,
yes.
I started off
yes.
in the angel field by painting UFOs
you
first.
Want to take a, okay.
I had started with the extraterrestrials, so
yeah.
it is my field. But there's an underground base in
Malibu.
Malibu.
Would that be something?
Out on the sea.
They're
there,
deciding.
Five
They're deciding.
Miles off the coast. Really?
I saw people from MUFON up in Santa Barbara, and they said, they're going to maybe more of a part of the contact in the desert. There's some deal going on. I'm telling you, in this world, there are deals going on. Not, you know, I don't make money off it, so there you go, the deal. Anyway, people want to call in? We have a magic number, 323-203-0815. So everyone from Brooklyn, New York, to Afghanistan, to Pueblo out there, 323-203-0815. Toll free around the world. Toll free. And then, one other thing, we're on San Francisco, we're live on BBS Radio, and we're getting a lot of people loving our show in the Bay Area, and I will go there one day in the Bay Area.
Have you ever been?
I've been in the Bay Area, but not with this new network.
Sure.
So BBS Network, we have a studio in Pacifica. So we're going to go out there.
You fancy bugger.
We'll have a gay old time in San Francisco. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring a sweater.
One of my favorite lines in the world comes from Samuel Clemens, or also known as Mark Twain.
Yeah.
What did he say? The coldest winter I've ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
That's it.
Absolutely. That's where I got my start. I can tell you it's very cold. You need sweaters. Layers.
And Berkeley.
Started in Berkeley.
Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco.
You know, they have a Starbucks there now.
Oh, really?
They have a Starbucks everywhere.
But it's so, I was there. I'm going to get a Haight-Ashbury. I'm going to check out the area. And there's a Starbucks. I actually think, and a McDonald's. I walked over to the park and I said, you know, maybe I should just get sick here because it's like you have a Starbucks and a McDonald's. This is not right.
Yeah, not
this
there.
This is not right.
No.
Well, the what's going on is
where are the liberals when you need them to fix this?
No, the people in the 60s are getting older. And you got to remember a lot of the young kids of today, the materialism. So that's what's taken over. Berkeley's the same. Berkeley's almost the same. And I was surprised. San Francisco is going through a whole bunch of changes. That's one of them. A lot, and when you go to Haight-Ashbury in the old days, they used to have the buses, they used to have the clothes, they used to have all of the flower girls and flower guys and whatever, and now no more. Now it's changing, forever changing. It's really interesting. Anyway, people ask if we're on social networks. We are. We're at cdetzker@yahoo.com. CDetzker123 at Twitter. I know the president really loves me. He shut down my account twice. All I said is...
How can you tell?
All I said was, I have a phrase from Donald the Dummy, and I've been using that, and everyone says it's me, because that's being my phrase. And then his son, I go, Donald the Dummy 2, the movie.
Oh.
It's like, that's the movie. Anyway, so he tried to shut us down. We're on Twitter.
Oh,
so
it doesn't matter. You're still alive.
You're still alive.
You're not dead yet.
Gmail, cdetzker at Gmail, and Instagram, cdetzker123. So you got to be on all these things. And BBS Radio, I wanted to announce that we got a lot of folks wrote in, and we're going to do questions for John Michael.
Ooh.
I know. They're all in love with me up there in San Francisco.
How can they help it?
Because I am the gay in the show.
And you're so handsome. We've been here 15 minutes, and already I love you.
I know. I love you, too.
I just think you're
going to go have
fun. Away with
yes.
it.
We're going to you know,
get
in
trouble.
What I'm going to do
John gets all the women.
I know. He does, and he's not even interested.
Well,
that's
the thing. That's why they all want me.
And he's the most gorgeous.
I'm going to take the...
I have to say.
I'm going to take a car, and we're going to go to the Magic Castle, and we're going to get drunk. And then I'll end up on someone's sofa somewhere else.
Because
that is right on the border of West Hollywood and Hollywood.
It really
you
is.
Know, there might be a cute boy over there who
There's
might find
There's always a cute boy at the Magic Castle. We can definitely find you a couch.
Hello. Yeah. Well, you know,
also,
matchmaker, find me a fine, catch me a cat.
Show me some photos of what you would like.
She's a matchmaker
and a magician.
Abracadabra, baby.
I'm a little confused.
Well, where's my soulmate?
Well, you know, my nickname as a child. My nickname as a child was Hocus Pocus.
It was.
Hocus
Why?
Pocus. Why?
Yes.
Because I used to walk up and do things like, I'd go, I do something and go, Hocus Pocus. That's what I'd say to everyone as a
that
child.
That is so cute.
Since I was a little kid.
We got a phone call.
One of the first words.
Hold on, hold on.
You and I can talk
hold
forever.
Hold on.
You're going to come to dinner with us, right?
Good evening, everybody. And is this Lacey's Phillips sister, Mariska?
Hello?
Hello. Are you Mariska or are you the lady behind?
I am. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, how are you? It's my first time I'm meeting you. I met your brother.
I know.
So well.
I'm doing good.
Good. I got to get you home with. She says, this guy's not as nuts as he is. So tell us about your acting school that's going to be going on this weekend.
Am I live?
Yes, you are.
I'm going to take 250.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Well, tomorrow from 2 to 6 is going down at the Ruby Theater in the complex on Santa Monica Boulevard. The exact address is... I should know it by heart by now. I've been saying it so much. But I don't.
So what is it?
6476 Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood. And... it's an actor's prep lab.
Oh,
what that means is you can bring your material, or I provide an exercise that's going to be in the curriculum because I'm coming once a month now. Or you can do an in-time, real-time actor's assessment in front of everybody. So you have three choices, and I work with all levels. Even someone that wants to find out if they have what it takes to be an actor. And then I work with other, you know, like well-known celebrities as well. So at any given class, you'll see someone you recognize to someone who's a first-timer. But it's really great because what I find that, you know, the veterans of acting, they learn so much from the new people. It reminds them of why they started.
Right. Well, because you do. You know what? What you're saying is absolutely true. Because years ago, Marlon Brando would teach at the Lee Steinberg School in Hollywood.
Yeah.
He would walk in and ask crazy questions, and the woman goes, "That's Marlon Brando." And people go, "We better act good." Yeah, the one up on Santa Monica Boulevard, and it was really interesting. And he would go. I have a funny story about that. When he would teach the class, he would say, "Anyone want to go to Cantor's?" So people, you know, which is real close.
Oh yeah.
So they go to Cantor's and they order. You know, they have their desserts, their cakes. So Brando would bring a big cake, and that's what happened to Marlon Brando. He ate the cake. He ate more than the cake.
Genius.
He's a genius actor,
Marlon Brando.
So tell me about any method of acting, any what you're teaching these wonderful people, any. Specific.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I studied under my mentor, Susan Batson, for 9 years. Mm-hmm. I've studied under other teachers, but when I went under her wing, it's like a potpourri, I would say, of acting. So I do some Stanislavski. I do some Uta Hagen. If I need to incorporate Meisner, I do that. I do some improv, you know, I like to work different actor muscles. And the thing about where I come from is that I have to meet each actor where they are. And so I can't say, I don't have a cookie cutter thing. I wouldn't impose another actor's way into their truths onto another actor, because that's not may not be where they're coming from. So I have to find what'll get you to your truth.
Right.
So
that's nice.
Give yourself over to the character.
And do you change your material based on the people in the room and their energy, or do you have like a set curriculum that you do with them?
Well, I do have a curriculum that I set up with various exercises. The first exercise that most actors are doing tomorrow is the personal private moment. And that exercise is a creative exercise in personal private activities, but what it is to create is the art of being public and private in public, so that we get the feeling of true intimacy. Like, we as the voyeurs should not exist for the actor. So you really have to cocoon yourself into the life of whatever is going on for you. Then the next exercise is a personal animal. I love to do animal work, because animals are unpredictable. Animals are primal, and they're intriguing and mysterious. So I always assign, when I'm doing character development with actors, we always find the character animal. So we're going to do a lot of that.
Can I ask how you find that? How do you find someone's animal? Is that a spiritual thing, or what you see in the person's face? How do you choose an animal for somebody?
Well, often the character help you find the animal too. Like, once you're fully connected to the character, different layers in terms of need. I always build the three dimensions of character: the need, public persona, and tragic flaw. And once we get clear on that, and then I do an emotional sense memory of a time in their lives, and it goes to such a deep place that you usually have a primal gut instinct of which animal you feel like. So when I see that they're really in and connected to their primary need, I say, okay, what animal does that feel like? And they'll be like, oh, this feels like I feel like an orangutan, because everything's kind of just hanging loose, and you know, my belly feels like really round and full. And I said, in which stage? Like, is it a baby? Is it like the rebellious teenager? Is it an older one? Is it, you know? So, you know, we find different levels of animal work as well.
It sounds
interesting.
It sounds like you work really hard so that your students can feel safe in your environment.
I like the way you work in the three levels. I love the whole tragedy. I love how you work with people. I love the different aspects. It's really interesting
because
when you're looking for that tragic flaw in somebody, people miss out on looking for the flaw in the character.
Right. People just...
Well, that's what we connect to, isn't it? We're all imperfect, so we connect to the character's plight. And when you're able to expose these different dimensions through your character, this keeps us caring about you. We're not looking, I mean, it's the imperfections that make us more the same than different.
Absolutely. You know, it's how I work
just,
with people
as
in relationships,
the actor,
too. Yeah.
One of my main gigs as the acting coach and teacher is to get you to stop judging it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The interesting thing that I find is what you're saying is the exact same thing that I do when I'm working with a client and helping them heal something. What you're doing with teaching a student is the same thing I'm doing when I'm working with a client. It's really interesting. Yeah. I find it fascinating. Keep going.
Yeah, it is a spiritual journey for me, because the first rule of thumb is know thyself. So once you accept who you are, then you can really marry the character. You can't really marry a character if you're judging it.
Right.
You know, so how do you play a child molester? You have to find out what their need is and really what their journey is, because although you may not be one, there's a connectivity that'll connect you to the rest of the world if you're willing to expose it. And if you're willing to lose the judgment, it's like, oh, I'm playing a child molester, baka, 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 baka. No, what do you love about the character? How about that? How about you find what you love about the character, as opposed to standing out judging
it? That really helps us in life, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. You know? It's wonderful.
You. She. By the way, your class is tomorrow. How could one take your class?
Right.
One can take my class. You can sign up on my website. I'm also taking payments at the door. You can email me. So the website is www.marishkasphillips.com. And on the upper right-hand corner, there's the preparatory link. You hit that, there's a PayPal, there's a rundown of the class curriculum and exercises. You can email me at thepreparatoryllc@gmail.com, or you can call me on my business line. I don't have a problem talking through anything with the actor or artist. I work with singers as well. 516-300-3260.
Can you spell Marishka for us, for your for your website? Because not everyone knows how to spell that word.
This is true. You could thank my mom for that, but I love my name. So it's MARISHKA, S as in Sam, PHILLIPS, all one word.
Marishka Phillips.
.com. Excellent. Thank you. You're awesome.
Yeah. See, just, Lacey brought me a good gift.
Fantastic.
Lacey brought me a good gift. And I met your mom, wonderful lady. By the way, I heard.
You did?
Yes, I met her through the wonderful things of the phone. But Lacey, I know him because we used to hang out and go interview different people. And Lacey is, I miss him. We should come back to L.A., but he loves New York, and that's his thing, you know? He's back home.
Yeah, you know, it's nice for all three of us to be in one state after such a while, you know, because I lived in Germany for a while. He lived out here. Yeah. So it's nice to just be together.
That's it. Anyway, you have a wonderful, I hope you have a wonderful turnout tomorrow, and we'll have you back. You'll come in studio next time, because I know this trip, you're just trying to get, you know, things together. So next time you come to L.A., we'll have you in studio.
Oh, that would be great. And just for the record, like I said, I'll be coming once a month. So if you can't make it tomorrow by some chance, and it's only $80 for 4 hours of really intense work, the next class will be August 12th, but I'm moving it up to 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. so people can have the rest of their day to do their lives.
Yes, that's important. That's kind of like important.
You know, so, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing some actors in the room.
All right. Well, it sounds interesting to me. Maybe I'll do it and become a better broadcaster.
Yes,
You know, I've worked with stand up comedians that said, you know what, my writing material has gotten deeper, my delivery is better timed, you know. So it really is an artistic journey for self. Worked with writers, so it's really come one, come all. If you have the passion, I got you.
Good.
Yeah. And on behalf of someone who, on behalf of all of us who love good art, thank you for pushing people to be brave.
Yeah, I know. I love, you know, there's nothing better than watching a working actor.
It's my assignment.
Something. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
well,
a beautiful thing.
I was in the first, so I shouldn't tell my age, but I had my first movie lead and part actually last summer. It was so exciting.
Congratulations.
When I was in my early 20s, I heard this psychic message, because I'm intuitive, that one day I'd be an actress in my late, after I got that old. And I was wondering when it would happen, and then it happened. It was so exciting. I was the lead. I played a homeless woman.
Wow. That is exciting. Well, if you ever need me and if you ever want to come to class, please just reach out.
Well, I was thinking as you were talking, I thought, oh, my God, because I just went in blind. All I did was dress like a homeless woman so I could act the part. But I think that there's a lot more to it, so I'm going to say yes next time.
Do you come in next time? And then your lovely brother is following this call from New York. So anyway, Marishka, I will have you here live, and then we will take your class next time.
Oh, all of us.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Well, Cameron, I know your name, but what's the lady's name there?
Which one?
I'm Joan of Angel.
I'm Misty Lee.
And I'm John Michael.
Hi.
And
name
that too. You need that too. Anyway, thank you very much
for coming on. Sometimes,
all right.
I'm the gay in the group.
I'm going to get her brother on.
Hello.
I'm going to get your brother
Hello.
On. All right.
He's the token.
Yeah, he
thank
just
you, guys.
Bit.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, Marisha. Nice to meet you.
Bye.
John,
all right.
This is not well,
okay,
fair.
Peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyway, we're expecting a call from her brother, and we work together. He's on KLED out in New York, and he'll...
Is it really KLED? Because it sounded like you were just making letters up.
No, that's his letter.
Just throwing them out there.
KLED. That's his letter.
KLED. Nice.
He's leading the people on the radio.
Yes.
And he's a dancer, was a famous dancer on Broadway.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So you hear about his life.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Your sister comes first, then you come in.
Nice.
Next. So, Lacey, if you're waiting, call in. Call in. And we're also going to have a lady that founded a fashion show whereby they have people from the urban community become part of the fashion.
Oh, wow.
It's called Flair Fashion Legacy Associates for Industry Recognition. Boy, you can't say that name. Anyway, she is a VP of this group. She's the leader of different coffee, bean, and tea. She was the executive secretary. So she went from there to this. And they're going to have something going on next week, I think it is.
Okay.
I won't be here. I'll be in Las Vegas.
Well, we better push her hard tonight then.
I'm telling you, I better do a show.
That's anyway, right. We're going to miss you.
One other thing I was going to mention. Let's go around the table. And I wanted to ask Joan of Angels. And you're a chiropractor?
Well, I am a retired chiropractor.
Okay.
And so I have been a healer my entire life, and I'm very much alternative into really getting your body to heal itself.
Okay.
But what really shifted my life was when I got these messages to paint 33 angels in 30 days. And I'm also a consultant and an oracle, and I'm an intuitive, so I do readings for people. I help people remember who they are, where they're going, their destiny, and I do it through coaching, and I also do it through the art. So the art is like, it's crazy, it's like living angels, living beings in the art, and when you have these pieces, you'll go to sleep and you'll wake up and it's like, oh my God, the angels were talking to me, or my guides were talking to me, or my mother who departed was there. So it's been an interesting experience. I love sharing it with people.
And you have a Joan of Angels.
She is Joan of Angels. And what's really interesting in looking up her bio, because what she does is she gets people to go to their higher energies and spiritual self-realization to people around the world.
Yes.
Through art, public speaking, and consulting. So she's a healer, too.
And she has a deck with her today, which is Magical Mermaids and Dolphins. And is it okay, Cameron, if I ask some questions? Because I'm the magician.
Right.
I'm sitting here, and I'm like, ooh, cards.
Earlier, Joan did a reading for me. We were practicing and getting her warmed up.
I did.
Okay,
and
you
she was telling me
for,
Joan's about to actually paint her own oracle deck.
Whoa.
Wow. So this is what I think, and a book to go with it. We were talking about it, and she's going to be doing her very own book and her very own deck, which she's painting all the oracle cards for it.
Wow, that's a tall order.
And it is, you know.
So I've done a deck before. I do have a deck out. It's out of print right now. But this new deck is going to be all about Ascended Master and going through temples. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole new level. And it's going to be both the deck, the book, the classes that I teach on stepping into your highest of selves. It's really an intense training.
How many in your specific oracle deck? Is there a standard oracle deck? Because I know the tarot deck is 72, right?
Well, actually, that's not even true. The standard deck and a tarot card, because remember, I'm a parapsychologist.
Of course you are.
So I know this thing. Mm. So oddly enough, a tarot deck can be, it's 78 cards.
Okay.
72 is the names of God. Okay. Now, here's the thing. A tarot deck can be 80 cards, it can be 84, it can be 87,
okay.
It can be 93, and it can, because they have different cards that have different meanings.
Right.
So there are ones that are all the way up to 108.
Wow.
So different tarot cards have different meanings, have different things. But oracle decks, they don't actually have a number. What you do is, for instance, I have a friend of mine who is a bestseller of his oracle deck in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got 56 cards in his. And then he just created another deck that is 108.
Okay.
But then there's my girlfriend I have a friend of mine who, I won't mention her name, but she's made a lot of angel decks and things like that. And she's, you know, her numbers have never been the same. So like her angel decks are some way, different decks have different things. And they sometimes they were classic, but then she'll cut them down. The company she works for usually cuts them down to a certain number.
Right.
So, but she's done more and less, and her own personal decks that she will give her friends have the complete numbers of what she actually has.
Oh.
And I used to have all of them, but I got rid of all of them because...
Why?
He needs room for my decks, that's
why. Okay. Actually, I got rid of them because she needed them when she was out here. She forgot to bring them, and she borrowed them all, and she forgot to give them back to me before she went back to Hawaii.
She needed them is the answer.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if it's the person I'm thinking of. But here it is about the oracle decks, too. I don't know how many cards. My first had 23. The second one is so interesting. Once I made the commitment I'm going to do the deck, the cards and the paintings have been like popping up. My paintings say, me, pick me, pick me. So I decided that in August I'll go home, lock the door, and start talking to my art. And well, then I'll let you know.
I love that.
44, 55, we'll see.
So when it comes down to oracle decks, it's up to the artist and the diviner.
Because it's
the creator.
Yes. Oracle is an ancient art, just like being a magician. It's an ancient art of bringing in information that's from the celestial realms, really.
Exactly. Well, do you remember the acting teacher we just spoke to? She said the word "know thyself." Well,
yes.
The phrase "know thyself" comes from the Oracle of Delphi.
Yeah.
It was written above the lintel when you walked in to speak to the Oracle of Delphi.
Yes.
And you would go down there. The whole reason to talk to the Oracle was to know thyself. And that's the reason you talk to psychics. It's the reason you have oracle decks.
Okay.
It's the reason you do this work.
Now.
Is to know yourself.
Would you like to read?
What's going on?
Misty, I'd love to meet you. Okay, guys,
we are doing a live reading.
I love this. Misty Lee is absolutely stunning woman here. She's so vibrant.
Great energy.
I can't wait to go to her show. So we're going to tell you about her show soon. But when's your birthday?
April 22nd.
Ooh, that's interesting. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. We're going to have you cut the deck with your left hand. Good. And then put this on top, and I want you to make three piles. So she's April 22nd.
Is that
a Taurus.
Okay.
This one fell out. Do you want
to? Just so you know, I want to start by telling you this, okay? So you're in a nine-year, what was the month? April. So it started in April. A nine-year is about spiritual mastery. The lessons that you'll get this year are harder than usual because it's all about how you handle them.
Right.
And so it's about letting go of anything that doesn't serve you. He just came out of that year. I came out of that. That's an upside-down year when anything that's out of balance just dissolves. So just say, thank you, God, take it. I'm going to, bring me more. And let it go and understand that next year you're going to move into brand new beginnings where you're going to feel very empowered to do your work.
What I think is really interesting.
I got to take this call real quick.
We got a call.
From back east. Hello, you're on the air, Cameron Sports and Life. Who's this? Hello. That was Uncle Earl.
Bye, Uncle Earl.
Hi, Uncle Earl.
And so that is a fabulous card.
So can I just, before you start, yes.
Before you start, can I tell you something? Because we've been talking about the show, and I think it's really interesting that I've ended up here.
Uncle Earl, welcome to Cameron Sports and Life. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to our madness out here in L.A.
Thank you. I missed the party.
I know.
Welcome.
You're here.
We're going to have our party all day, man. Our party. So tell us what's going on.
How are you? Uncle Earl from New York.
Yeah, well, Uncle Earl, you're welcome. You have a show on, a radio show on. Radio show on.
So I missed my sister.
Yeah, she was good. Mariska.
Oh, man. Yeah. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good. We enjoyed hearing from her and with her acting school. And she's going to be out every month, which will be nice. She'll give a class. So tell us what's going on with Uncle Earl, or AKA Lacey Phillips.
I'm in New York. You know, I came back home to take the city by storm. You know, working on a lot of great things in theater here, and producing music, and I still got my radio show going. So it's keeping me pretty busy and out of trouble. Because, there's 24 hours that they don't sleep, so I'm trying to fill it all up so I don't have to be out in the madness.
Yeah, I hear you. Believe me, I hear you. Boy, did we spend time without me. Well, I'll tell you, the world moves around. It rotates around. So tell us what's going on with your radio show in back east.
Well, the Ultimate Underground Experience is now celebrating 7 years. We're moving towards our eighth year independently.
Mazel tov.
And I'm actually producing it here in New York, but it's broadcast out of Hollywood.
Ooh,
so I'm doing a bi-coastal shindig every week, and it's Global Music Arts and Education.
Okay.
I talk about topics of the day. I relate it to arts, but it's not only arts. I talk to everyday people because everybody's artistic in their life in some form of fashion, and I try to talk about what they do, then introduce the arts into it, and we educate people, and I showcase and highlight unsigned and independent artists along the way from around the world. So it's like world music, all types of music.
I understand you won an award about a year ago or so?
I actually won I actually won a couple of awards.
Oh, no, but, a couple of awards. Hey. Hey. So tell us about...
Humbly, I say that. No, really, really. I've been blessed with my music. I won an award for Best Video Music Artist for a song called Are You Ready? Ooh. And I was just notified that I went to number one on K-Mix Radio in LA for a new song called Can You Feel It?
Way to go.
Congratulations. Awesome.
Yeah.
Can we hear a little bit of it?
Week. Yeah, so it's exciting. Things are just happening really nicely, and I couldn't be more thankful and humbled.
I'm going to pull a card for you.
Okay. Anyway, they're doing a tarot thing, and what are we talking
about? Oracle cards.
Oracle cards. Sorry, oracle.
Oh wow. So oh wow.
Yeah. See, he said, "Oh wow."
I wish I was there. I could always use some enlightenment. Trust me.
Well, you come back.
Come on, baby, light me up.
In, and then we'll take care of you. Come back in our studio, our illustrious studio. So tell us what's going on. Now you won the music awards, and I got a talent for you. Japanese
Okay, you
gentleman.
Do?
Yeah, he's ready. He's got wonderful music. He's ready for your guidance.
And what's his name?
The guy is Teru, and you met him.
Oh, yeah, he comes to the show every once in a while.
Yeah,
he's super sweet.
Teru... Yame.
He sings beautifully and writes beautiful. It's
really?
His music that he writes is almost, it's like listening to the old Japanese poetry.
Yeah.
Do you remember the song, like, remember what was it, Touch of Honey? They sang that one song that was actually a Japanese poem.
Yes.
It sounds like that with Sukiyaki.
Wow.
It just sounds like that when
he's... Sukiyaki.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, now I just dated myself.
Whoa.
And,
hey, we all know what it is.
Yeah, but I remember but it was just that kind of beautiful, beautiful, like the words are just so deeply felt and the way he sings is so spiritual. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to get you his phone number, and I think you can help him a lot. Isn't it funny you see
people?
Please,
please.
So anyway, El Goro, we're now on BBS Radio in San Francisco and Voice of America. So we got both those. So when you want to go on, please come on. And I was going to tell folks...
Well, I just want to say congratulations to you for, you know, being a soldier for us out there and carrying on the torch and, you know, growing and stretching and reaching.
I'm telling you, I've been stretching and I've been
He's been torching.
You got to love a man who's
all
stretched out.
You're doing that when I'm over here
Actually, he's gained inches. He's taller. Much taller.
Yeah,
he's
I've been doing all my stuff. Yeah, I'm telling you. And, anyway, I'll be going to New York probably soon. I will find out for you.
Come on down.
Maybe we'll do San Gennaro. Maybe we'll go to San Gennaro.
All right.
That's September.
Yeah, let's hang out, man. Let's throw some tomatoes.
Well, next week we're doing Vegas, man. We're doing the Vegas. The
Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Vegas
What
happens in Vegas stays in
traveling.
Vegas.
I've been traveling. Anyway, so I'll go around.
Oh, my God.
Just
throw one on roulette for me, please.
Roulette. Here we go.
Twenty-seven black.
You got it. Anyway, now, if people want to hear your show.
All right. Well, you guys have a great night. I just wanted to say hello and send you some love and blessings over there.
How can we hear your show? That's what I was going to ask.
How do we hear you? Where are you?
How do we hear you? Oh,
what's your number? Come on. Give us a website, a 976 number or something.
Station on your show, but I'm on KLED Live FM. And if you want to find out my information, you can go to www.ultimateunderground.com.
I like his voice.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the best voice in radio. He's got the best voice.
I like it
underground.
Uncle Earl. And he calls me Cousin Cameron. So that's anyway, thank you so much.
And that's Cousin Cameron.
Cousin Cameron. There you go.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank
you guys so much for the love, and I wish y'all a great weekend, great night
you
weekend.
Too, you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Now we got a lady from San Antonio, our friend from Austin, Texas. Bernadette, is that you?
It's me. Hello, Cameron.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Bernadette.
Bernadette.
Bernadette knows me. I'm just having fun with her. She knows my jokes.
Anyway,
friend, how are you doing?
I got you, babe. I got you. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're in a naughty mood.
Party.
We really are.
They're very frisky.
I'm
always frisky.
The natives are restless. How are you?
Your John Michael's frisky. Anyway, so tell you know you want to get into this thing called radio. So She wants to ask me questions. So go ahead.
Oh.
Fire away.
Yes, I do. I have some questions to ask you because, you know, as you know, I am very interested in starting a radio show. So I just wanted to find out, first of all, how did you get started to begin with?
Well, actually,
in media.
Okay, well, I was a journalist. I was a writer. And I wrote for SC and I wrote for UCLA paper. And then I got into radio actually by luck because my friend said, you can do radio. You got the voice. So I did a sports show. I did play-by-play. And then I landed a few jobs on the way to do a live sports thing. I did that. And then I got into the politics end and celebrity end. And right now we're going to get into eventually the other side of radio, which is talking about what's real important to people, you know, the economy and other things. So that's what I'm doing now in my old age. I'm doing all these funny things now. So anyway, did I answer your question? Did I answer your question?
You know we're all young, right?
Yeah. Why?
We are all just young.
We are young.
We get younger every day. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. So anyway, with radio...
Well, if you do it right, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, but radio is... I'll tell you. All the education you have, all the broadcast school, doesn't make you a good announcer. You just have to be patient and be able to handle controversy and what goes on. Because if you don't, you don't make it. It's a tough world.
So have you had to deal with a lot of conflict? Have you dealt with a lot of conflict?
When I first started
on radio?
I first did with conflict with the way they wanted to go. Because I did DJ. I did... country music. This is country camera new music. You can imagine me doing music. It was crazy. So I did that.
So what have you enjoyed the most?
I like talking to the people. Because you know what? You get a good pulse of talking to the people. And then the UFO stuff I enjoy because it's a new arena for me. And we've been doing really well because the Jordan Norrie shows and all of them. Believe it or not, I've been getting calls from from Richard Dolan and other people, they said, we want to give you a shot. And that's a nice compliment because we do it in a different way. We don't take it seriously. We don't say, well, this is the world that it is. I take my show as we're sitting at a bar and we're having fun. And that's the way I take UFOs. That's my approach. And I take it, I'm going to be at Area 51 Tuesday? Thursday. We're going to be going, if it's Area 51, it's through MUFON.
Oh, that's
so we're
right.
Going to go see the gate. So I don't know. If a UFO comes, I'll buy a beer.
Hey.
Buy the UFO beer.
You got a busy week coming up, sir.
Yeah.
You're busy.
Well, I'm going to be the interviewer for MUFON. I'm going to be doing different interviews.
That's
so
exciting.
Did I satisfy your call?
So how long did it actually take you then to become established? From the time that you started to the time that you really took off, what would you say that the time period was there?
Well, I've been in radio now 31 years. I started when I was 18. So it took me to really get a name 20-something years. And really what it was is I covered a story about a break into someone's house. And I was on the radio for a long time. And then people heard it, and they said, you know what? I think you can work news. And that's how I got into the news arena. And then I like to do everything else, like news, sports, and celebrity, and then, of course, science. So I think you blend yourself. Because in radio, you get every job possible from being the weekend guy. And the weekend guy usually has a horrible job because he has to build an audience, and then the people you got to build an audience. And the main thing in my life right now is being happy, doing things that could make people see the world in a different way, be open about their experience, and that's my way of radio, is being having an open heart and not judging them whatever they believe. And you can't, if you judge, get out of the business. And by the way, we have a wonderful lady here called Joan of Angels is in. She's taking pictures while we're talking on the radio.
We're over here taking photographs. We're having so much fun right now.
But anyway,
God, we're totally being silly.
I wish that I could hear you guys more clearly.
I wish you were here because we are so naughty when we're together. You have no idea.
That's right.
You know what, sweetie? I'm going to make a trip to L.A. just because.
Just because
I want to be in that mix.
You want to be in the mix.
Well, because we're so
shy. Off the hat, put the heels off.
We're so shy.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh.
I am a shrinking violet.
You really are.
I know. It's my purity.
The violet's going up. It's
here, I have some psychic advice for you, though. Okay?
Oh, here
it is. The oracle is speaking. For you to do the radio show, just step into your personal power, remember the messages that you have, and trust that that the guidance you've been given to explore this is perfectly accurate for you. And with that in mind, when you come on out, you'll just step into what might even be part of your destiny, honey. Right. So this is a great night for all of us to talk
really
to
is.
You.
Yeah, and you know what I was going to say? Bernadette, I'm going to go to Texas one time, we'll meet. And I have to see Sandra, what's her name? The actress's Barb Bullock. Her bar that she built in Austin. Is it in Austin? She built a bar there.
She did.
Yeah, and it's about
right
Hollywood.
On.
Hollywood. She's got a bit of Hollywood, and then what's his name? All right.
Matthew
McConaughey. He's from Austin.
Matthew McConaughey. I was going to say he's the other name brand we have floating around here.
That's right. He's from Austin. Anyway, what I wanted you to tell you in a few seconds is. You know, radio, just don't get discouraged. Just bring your heart, with that person you're interviewing and just how radio goes. You feel the pulse beat. You feel the pulse of everyone that you may be talking with or interviewing.
Right. You know, I just started a show, too, a few months ago, Angel Essence Radio. You can find it on the Internet. And it is. It's scary. It's exciting. It's profound. And for you, you'll learn a lot about yourself.
Right.
I love it. I'm so excited to be here with Cameron and
you
all
see
these
me.
Guys.
You
Ms.
see me
Jean,
do
John
my,
Michael.
My crazy show.
You know, it's crazy. You know, just so you know, I've been doing radio for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I was on Clear Channel for 15 years doing my own shows. And then I did lots of radio stations prior to that. Had my own show for years and years and years. It's a lot of fun. And once you get on it, you get addicted to it. As I like to say, a lot of us have the face for cameras. A lot of us just have a face for radio.
You have a face for a camera, sir.
That's
I'm
John
sitting
Michael.
Right next to you. I just took his picture and posted it on my Instagram, Magical Misty Lee. Go look at that beautiful face.
Oh, my God. Hey. There you go. Anyway, Bernadette.
I think someone's going to get me a date from the new husband.
She's
going to
get a
I
date
you.
From someone else. Anyway, get back on.
I got you.
I want to thank you very much for calling. We got to go because of our time. Mm. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend. And
bless you, honey.
We will be
Bye.
On Sunday.
Thank,
Sunday we'll be at the French
you guys.
Festival. Let
oh
me just
my
get
God,
this in.
That's right. I
French
can't
Festival
go.
In Santa Barbara. Wonderful event. Maybe Joan could go. And it'll be a wonderful event to attend. They're going to have all the different French food, entertainment, and it'll be a wonderful event. That'll be this Sunday.
Well, you guys have fun. I got to go to San Diego on board on business.
All right. Well, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Bye, hey, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And, last phone I'll get real quick. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello,
hi, is this LA Talk Live?
LA yes. Talk Radio, but we have only 3 seconds. Go ahead. 30 seconds.
I'm sorry. This is Faye Clark Mosley with Flair.
Oh, we should have called in earlier. We only got like 30
no,
seconds.
No, I've been calling since 8:15.
Oh, really? Well, we haven't been getting on. Anyway, I was going to mention you real quick. You're having a fashion show in Los Angeles. It's going to be happening soon. And you're the president of it?
Founder and president of the organization Flair, okay. Fashion Legacy Association for Industry Recognition.
Okay. Tell us really about the fashion show. When will it be? Where it's going to be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Cameron. It's going to be Saturday, July 22nd, 2017, the Flair Charitable Event, an evening of Hollywood glamour taking place under the tents in an outdoor atmosphere at L.A. Trade Tech College, 400 West Washington Boulevard, 6 o'clock p.m., VIP reception and tributes, 8:30 p.m. fashion show and live music,
okay.
Dancing, live entertainment. It's going to be wonderful. We're honoring some amazing individuals from the fashion and design industry. Going to be fantastic. We do a day of mentoring as well on Friday, July 21st for high school and college students throughout L.A. County.
Okay, well, anyway, on that note, thank you so much. We want to work with you on some other stuff. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm sorry about the time. And next time we'll have you for a longer time on the radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Cameron.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Have a good event. Bye. All right. As they say in Hollywood, good night from Los Angeles. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you in 2 weeks. I'll be on assignment. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Let me get my little...
Is this you, honey?
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.